Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown where we dive deep into the numbers that matter. I'm Alex, and I'm here with my co-host Jordan to break down Visa's absolutely stellar second quarter 2026 results. Before we jump in, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Thanks, Alex. And wow, where do we even start with these numbers? Visa just delivered what CEO Ryan McInerney called the strongest net revenue growth since 2022. And when you exclude post-pandemic recovery periods, we're talking about the strongest growth since 2013.
The headline numbers are just incredible. Net revenue jumped 17% year over year to $11.2 billion, and earnings per share grew 20%. But Jordan, what really caught my attention was how broad-based this strength was across all their business segments.
Absolutely. Let's break this down for our listeners. Payments volume grew 9% to $3.7 trillion. That's trillion with a T. And they processed 66 billion transactions. Also up 9%. But here's what's really interesting. Their value-added services business, which is becoming a huge growth driver, jumped 27% and now represents 30% of their total revenue.
That VAS number is crucial because it shows Visa isn't just a traditional payments processor anymore. They're becoming this comprehensive financial technology platform. Ryan McInerney spent a lot of time talking about four key growth drivers, and AI-powered agentic commerce was front and center.
Right, and I have to admit, some of this agentic commerce stuff sounds pretty futuristic. Essentially, they're betting that AI agents, think ChatGPT, but for shopping, will create entirely new categories of transactions. These agents might split purchases across multiple transactions to optimize pricing or even pay for their own data consumption transaction by transaction.
It sounds wild, but McInerney made a compelling case. He said agents will prefer to use Visa cards because they offer privacy, broad acceptance, built-in security protections, and rewards. Plus, Visa already has 5 billion credentials across 200 countries. That's a massive head start.
The stablecoin strategy was equally fascinating. They're positioning themselves as what McInerney called a hyperscaling bridge layer between cryptocurrency infrastructure and real-world applications. They now have over 160 stablecoin card programs globally, and that payment volume grew nearly 200% year over year.
And get this, they're settling $7 billion annually in stablecoins with their financial partners, up more than 50% just since last quarter. They've added 5 new blockchains for settlement, bringing their total to 9. This isn't some distant future play. It's happening right now.
Let's talk about that Wells Fargo announcement because that was a huge validation of their Pismo acquisition. Wells Fargo is migrating to Pismo's core account ledger as part of their banking modernization. When you can land one of the biggest banks in the U.S., that's a pretty strong signal about your technology.
CFO Chris Suh was really bullish about their guidance, too. They raised their full-year net revenue growth outlook to low double-digit to low teens, and they specifically mentioned increased client enthusiasm around the FIFA World Cup, driving higher value-added services revenue.
The FIFA example he gave was incredible. They partnered with one client in Latin America with nearly 20 million cards for FIFA campaigns. In just over 3 months, that client saw a 10% lift in active cards, and Visa generated $10 million in VAS revenue. That's the kind of flywheel effect they're talking about.
During the Q&A, there were some really insightful questions about payments nationalism in Europe and competitive threats. McInerney's response was confident. He pointed out they've been dealing with sovereignty concerns for decades, and they're actually winning market share in Europe, adding nearly 30 million cards in the last year.
The fraud prevention discussion was particularly relevant given all the AI-powered fraud we're seeing. Their new large transaction model, basically their own AI trained on billions of Visa transactions, is delivering up to 5x improvements in fraud value capture. In today's environment, that's exactly what issuers and merchants need.
One thing that struck me from the call was the sheer confidence in their long-term growth prospects. McInerney said they have deep conviction in our ability to grow revenue well into the future, not just for the next 3 to 5 years, but beyond. That's a pretty bold statement.
And the numbers back it up. They bought back a record $7.9 billion in stock this quarter and just authorized another $20 billion buyback program. When a company is returning that much cash to shareholders while simultaneously investing heavily in future growth, it signals real confidence in their business model.
For third quarter, they're guiding to low double-digit net revenue growth, which they say should be the lowest growth quarter of the year. If that's their slow quarter, investors have to be feeling pretty good about the trajectory.
Looking ahead, I think the key things to watch are the execution on these next-generation payment flows, the agentic commerce, the stablecoin integration, and whether they can maintain this momentum and value-added services. At 27% growth and representing 30% of revenue, VAS is becoming the tail that wags the dog.
The competitive landscape is definitely heating up with all the talk about central bank digital currencies and alternative payment methods, but Visa seems to be embracing that competition rather than fighting it. They're positioning themselves as the interoperability layer that makes all these new payment methods work together.
Before we wrap up, I should mention everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Absolutely. Visa's second quarter results show a company firing on all cylinders: traditional payments growth, next-generation technology investments, and a clear vision for where digital commerce is heading. Whether they can execute on all these ambitious initiatives will determine if this momentum continues.
That's a wrap on this episode of Beta Finch. We'll be back next time with more AI-powered earnings analysis. Until then, keep those portfolios diversified and those research skills sharp.
Thanks for listening, everyone. This has been Beta Finch, your AI earnings breakdown podcast. That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.